Cardiff.
Hey, hello? Did you call me?
I did call you. Yeah, I did call you. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good. So I just want to let you know your transaction's in for funding. The funding department is going to call you tomorrow. They're just going to verify your social security number and verify that we can pay the vendor to release payment. Once they do that phone call with you guys, they'll release a payment. During the phone call, you want to ask them, one thing I ask them to do is, you have a billing cycle of the 1st or the 15th. I don't know if the 15th is available because tomorrow is the 15th, so just ask them what day your bills will be due on, because they'll either set up, they should set up basically September 15th to October 15th to be your first payment, or October 1st to October 30th. If they set up October 1st to October 30th, then they'll just take a small bill called interim rent that covers half of the remaining month. But if you can have them set up on the 15th, so it's just 15th to 15th, that's what I would suggest to make everything as clean as possible. I also will then follow up with you on the saw delivery. Once we get that, we'll send a wire to the vendor, and I'll follow up to make sure you're happy with the saw. There's one other thing that I wanted to go over, because I actually, I run... I run our stone division, so I wanted to go over something that we might be able to help you out with. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we do two types of products here. So I do cash loans, and I also do equipment loans. So for a lot of the customers that I work with, they're always buying equipment. And by the way, if you need any other equipment, like forklifts or trucks or whatever you need, give me a call. I'd like to help you out. But also, if you need any cash, we have a cash loan program. So there's two reasons the customers I work with borrow cash. The first reason is a lot of my customers buy from Brazil. So do you buy stone locally, or do you buy it, from Brazil? How do you buy your stone?
I do both. My commercial staff, I mostly come from Brazil. I have a guy on Vitória.
Okay.
They ship containers for me, but most my slab I got around here. Yeah, local here. Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still here.
Sorry, my headset just died, so I'm putting you on speaker. So say that again.
Yes, I do the both way. All depends for what I need, the material. I don't stock like a 200 slab on stock, but on a commercial project, I bought the granite from Brazil, because most of the commercial project, they use the granite right now.
Okay.
But to be honest with you, if you compare the price, it's not interest to get to Brazil. Okay, it's almost the same price to get here.
It's more in Brazil or it's less?
No. It's a little less, but sometimes we have a problem with the shipping.
Okay.
And we have to pay to the port and stuff like that. It's break even. It's no way to keep get from Brazil. It's too many problems.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But.
So,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So, I just want to tell you about the first thing is most importantly getting you the saw. So that's going to be done tomorrow. But I wanted to go over some ways we could help you in the future if you want it, because we're a relationship-based bank. Most people work with us multiple times. So one of the products that I offer, like I said, it's called a working capital loan. And essentially, it's a cash loan that's not collateralized. The saw is collateralized. If you don't pay for the saw, we come pick up the saw, obviously. Mm-hmm. This is another product that's an unsecured loan. So it's just basically, it's a signature loan, and it goes under your business credit. I want to give you an idea of what I could do for you, and hopefully you have a pen handy, just to give you some ideas, okay?
Okay, hold on. Let me write down just...
Yeah, take your time.
Yes, go ahead.
So if you were looking for some additional cash, you're allowed to use the money as you see fit. It's completely your choice. To give you an idea of, you know, what I could do for you, I'm just looking at your bank statements. So, for example, I'm looking at June and July. So in July, you deposited $30,000. In June, you deposited, let's take a look. Let's see. Give me a second. For some reason, June, I can't really see how much you deposited. It's somewhat cut off. Interesting. Oh, the third page is missing from June. That's why. The third page is missing. So let's take a look. Let me see if I can see another month. Give me a second. So if I look at August, yeah, August you deposited, oh, you did a lot of money in August. You did 90,000. You did a lot. So I could probably get you approved for anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000 of cash. If you need or you want this money, it's really an opportunity loan. Just give me a call and I can get you approved in about 24 hours maximum.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know that, because sometimes we, you know.
Absolutely.
We need some money too. But the next project, we want to buy the backsplash machine. You know.
How much does the backsplash machine that you're looking for cost?
It's like 20, 25, so, you know, no more than that.
Are you getting used or new?
Probably used, because the new one I think is 30,000. All depends, you know, all depends the deal. I'm not start to look yet, but all depends what I'm going to get on that time. But pretty soon we're going to need the backsplash machine.
Do you want a phone number for someone that sells them that you could talk to?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over an email with someone that I work with that sells machines. I always honestly suggest going new on these machines, because when you buy used machines, the problem is this. The cost of the machine often has a lot of, like, let's say you buy a used machine and it's 20 grand. But they have to uninstall it from where it's at, and they have to ship it to you, and then they have to install it. So oftentimes, that's a lot of money. The good thing is this.
Exactly.
I'm going to send you the details on all the other loans that I can qualify for you. You'll get an email in like an hour from me that goes over the cash loan and all those things. If you want, I'll just ask you for the one missing page on your bank statement. I can qualify you for the cash loan. But then you actually already got another approval with us. So if you found a polishing machine, we could get that funded for you, like, tomorrow. So I'm going to make sure we get the saw funded tomorrow, but look out for my email and then give me a call back, okay?
Well, absolutely, yep.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you. The guy going to call me just to ask me a couple questions, right?
Yeah, they're just going to just verify your identity and release the payment. Just ask them if when the bill is the 1st or the 15th. Ask them if they can do it on the 15th. That way your first bill would cover September 15th to October 15th, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.